Just a 4'11 girl trying to face the world, but she doesn't really know what she's doing. She talks to lots of people just about their lives because Brittany really doesn't like to babble about herself. Brittany Babbles.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Brittany Babbles, a podcast where I babble and you may or may not listen or learn anything from. So in today's episode, I am talking about how I now have found a new love and passion for none other than running. So without further ado, let's get on with the episode. So running has been a love-hate relationship for me for years. I remember when I did sports as like a child, I did soccer and basketball until like high school, and I did not like running. Like, I did it, but it's not like I was like, ooh, you know what sounds so fun? Going on a run. I never had that relationship with running. It's not like I hated running with every ounce of my being. I mean, as I got progressive in age, you know, as I gotten older and sports became, like, I guess, more important and winning became more important, I realized you have to run a lot more. So I did not have the fondest relationship, but it's not like I hated running. But as I, like, definitely as quarantine hit, when the pandemic first hit America, I just had like a lot of journeys. I went on walks a lot. I went on very long walks, and eventually I was like, okay, I'm gonna start running. And this was in 2020, like beginning of quarantine, the summer of 2020. And it was a little rocky. I will say, like, I did run. I didn't run frequently, but I ran, and I was like, go off, you know. And then started college. I continued to walk. Did not really continue to run, but sometimes I randomly ran. And then I was like, okay, you know, after I finished freshman year, I was like, okay, I need to do something to challenge myself. Like, I've been really in a stagnant state. Like, I've been enjoying working out. I've been enjoying swimming, but I do need to test myself and like to push myself to do something that I've never really done before. So I was like, okay, what to do. And for years past, I've seen, like, some of my friends do the turkey trot, which is, you could either do a 5K, which is, like, around 3-ish miles, or an 8K, which is, I honestly don't know. Maybe 5 miles? I really do not know. And so I was like, I've always wanted to do a turkey trot, but obviously I couldn't just do a turkey trot, pun intended, cold turkey. So I was like, okay, it was the summer of 2021, and I was like, okay, I really want to do a turkey trot in November. It is now May. I have enough months to train. So I was like, okay, so I rounded up some of my friends. I rounded up Thomas, who was in I think season 2, and I rounded up Nora, who you have talked to and heard multiple times on this podcast. Anyway, so I was like, hey Thomas, hey Nora, what if we challenged ourselves and started running and did the turkey trot? And they were like, they were very hesitant, which I do not blame them, because quite honestly, I do not even know where this idea came from. So they're like, fine, okay. Like, where they were like, okay, fine, we'll do it. So from that day on, we started running. And I'm not even kidding you, we literally, the most we ran at the beginning was a mile, and quite honestly, we never ran really more than a mile, but I was like, okay. June came along, and I saw that there was a local town was having a 5K, and it was pie themed, and I love pies. I am in love with pies. I honestly do not want a wedding cake. I really want a wedding pie. So I saw this, and I was like, OMG, we have to do it. We have to at least run a 5K before November, you know? So it was in July. And so throughout the month of June, we were like, okay, we'll run. Granted, we literally just ran a mile. But July came along, the 5K came along, and so Nora, Thomas, and I, we all drove to the 5K, and went, I didn't even eat a pie, but we ran it. We ran. From all the training that we've done with only 1 mile, we literally just went into that 5K without really any experience. We, like, literally never ran a 5K before this time. And it was fun. Like, honestly, I enjoyed it. It wasn't the worst. Thomas and I stuck together, but Nora fell behind, but not too far behind. And we all finished the 5K under 30 minutes, which, I mean, our pace was around like 10 minutes, but I was just very proud and I was like super excited. I was like, guys, we did it. We did it. And then, you know, we continued to run after that. And then we ran in August, but then all of us parted our ways. And then, you know, as we were in school last semester, like, none of us ran. Like, I ran maybe like 4 times that semester. And then Nora couldn't go to the turkey trot. So then Thomas and I did it. And the turkey trot, I guess I forgot to mention that it is on Thanksgiving morning. And the turkey trot this year, or I guess last year, Thomas and I went. It was so cold. It was 30 degrees. It was freezing. Like, the sun was not up. It was cloudy. There was kind of mist. And it was brutal. But Thomas and I did that 5K with no previous training at all for the past like 3 months. And we finished it literally in less time than we finished the one in July that we were training. So after the turkey trot, we were like, okay, this is our last, running experience ever. I'm not doing it again. And so winter break, like, we didn't run. I mean, it was pretty cold. So like, we just did not run. And then I come back to school this semester, second semester, spring semester, and I'm talking to Hank, and I'm talking to his best friend, Ryan. And Ryan's like, you know what, guys? You know what I really want to do? And I was like, yeah, what? What do you want to do? He's like, I want to run a half marathon. And I was like, a half marathon? He's like, Brittany, would you do it with me? And I'm like, I'm like, sure. And then I was like, but I'm only doing it if Hank does it. And then Hank, you know, begrudgingly does it and says, like, fine, we'll do it. And now, ever since that day, it was like second week of January, we have been training for a half marathon. And honestly, I could say we've been training for now the past like 3 weeks. I've honestly enjoyed it. Like, it's been very good. Last semester, I did kind of lose my gusto, my passion, my love for working out, just because, granted, I just did not balance my time in a way that I should have balanced my time with working out. So this semester, I've been working out. I've been, you know, going to the pool every other morning. I've been working out after school, you know, doing some running workout or just some like strength building. And it's been really good. Granted, I do not know how long this journey will last. I really honestly do want to push myself to do a half marathon. I think it is definitely not only a physical challenge, but it is a mental challenge, because you have to be mentally in the half marathon. You have to push yourself, because 13 point something miles is a lot, and it's like you're alone most of it. Like, yes, there's people around you, but you're not talking to them. You are alone in your head that whole time. And I think for me, like, yes, this is going to be a physical challenge, but it will also push me mentally to continue to have perseverance and to persevere through harder times, even if it's just running. So I can confidently say, like, as of the moment right now, I do enjoy running and I do have fun running. And I hope this experience, you know, like, lasts for the next like 10 months, because I will have to run that half marathon. I do not know how long this passion will last after if I do run the half marathon. But for right now, I've been enjoying it. It's been a great, like, mental push. It's been also just great to, like, mentally wash away all the problems that I had that day and just, like, focus on one task. that is, one, bettering my health and just also making me feel good. So hopefully, guys, wish me luck if I finish this. Wish me luck. And also just keep me accountable. Like, ask me how many miles I've ran this week, because I'm just trying my best, guys. I'm just trying to make it through this life. But I hope that everyone enjoyed this episode. And I challenge you, if you are able to run, go out and do a run. Even if it's a half a mile or a mile. Who cares? Just get your body moving, because I know you will feel a little bit better after. Okay, well, I hope everyone enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye!